USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has dropped out of the ATP Cup in Sydney, Australia, starting January 17th. The 34-year-old is opposed to vaccinations. Earlier this month, Serena Williams confirmed that she should not participate in the Australian Open following advice of her medical team. Australian Open organizers have stipulated that all participants must be vaccinated or have a medical exemption granted by an independent panel of experts. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention significantly revised its numbers of COVID-19 variants on Tuesday, estimating the Omicron strain accounted for about 58.6% of U.S. cases. The CDC previous estimate was 73.2% nationwide. That's a discrepancy of over 22%, and a massive fall of the CDC's earlier numbers of 95%. The CDC blamed the disease for their inaccurate numbers. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Good news for homeowners. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Home prices are continuing to increase across the United States. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index reporting just over a 19% annual gain in October. Phoenix leading the way of all American cities with a 32% year-over-year increase in front of Tampa Bay and Miami, which both came in with an over 25% increase. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Football legend John Madden died at 85 in Pleasanton, California on Tuesday morning.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John on a Monday Night Football game in 2002. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Harry Mason Reed Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands more his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country. And there are kids just like he was. And he hasn't stopped fighting for them. And that's... You know, there are a lot of folks who are, Harry, I hope you don't mind if I say this, there are a lot of folks who are slicker and, you know, give smoother TV interviews. And, but in terms of somebody who's got heart and cares about ordinary people trying to chase the American dream, I don't think there's been anybody ever.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada at the age of 82. Thanks for listening and wishing you and yours the best in 2022. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.